Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hello and welcome to this AHDB podcast. I'm Jen Waters, the Head of Knowledge Exchange for Pork, and today our podcast focuses on the Pig Industry Scholarship Programme, also known as PISP. I'm delighted to have some current PISP employees and students with me to share their experiences over the last year. But a brief history of PISP. This was started in 2012, so we're going into our 10th year, and over 40 students have completed the Pig Industry Scholarship so far. It started because the industry recognised that there was a huge generation gap, and also that pigs weren't deemed quite as sexy as some of the other sectors. So we were finding a lot of students going on scholarships were choosing to go into the arable side where there was the big kit, rather than coming and learning about the pig industry and our supply chain. So the Pig Industry Scholarship aimed to bridge that gap and encourage new entrants. It's set up with a steering group of industry representatives, Harper Adams University, and the National Pig Association's Pig Industry Group Vice Chair, Hugh Crabtree. The aim of it is to encourage businesses to give students an opportunity. You can view it almost as a year-long interview, people coming in and really understanding what goes on in their businesses and the supply chains. All kinds of pig businesses have been involved over the years throughout the supply chain, from genetics, new product development, pharmaceutical companies, feed companies, and veterinary companies. So it's great to have people involved. Today we've got a number of current employers and a number of current students with us to have a chat about what the Pig Industry Scholarship is and what it means to them. Bob, please could you tell me why you decided to get involved in PISP?
Hi, I'm Bob Dixon. I'm the National Sales Manager for the feed business ABN. We started to get involved in the scholarship scheme about 5 or 6 years ago. We got involved initially because we thought it was the right thing to do. We wanted to support the students. We wanted to support Harper Adams. We've got a long history with Harper Adams. And I think it's the right thing to do for the industry. You spoke earlier about a generation gap. We recognise that in agriculture, and we recognise that particularly within our business. So although there's some great reasons for the industry to do it, we also wanted to do it for our own business to try and bridge some of the talent gap that we were seeing.
Thanks, Bob. Can you just explain briefly how your placement works?
Yeah, our placement tends to be in two parts. We have some great customer partners who help us with our scheme, and then they come to us really with this in-depth knowledge of pig farming. We then bring them into our business and we try to give them as varied experience as possible. That could be going out with lorry drivers. It could be going into feed mills, spending time in our different departments, whether that's our nutrition department or procurement departments. And they also spend quite a lot of time with my team, with the commercial team, going out on the farm, talking to farmers, doing trials, trying to advise people how to become more efficient and use our product to the best use, really. So we try to give them as varied an experience as possible. COVID didn't make it easy. We've had a number of students through COVID and we've adapted, and they've been great with us and cooperated and helped us make it as enriching an experience as we could do. But COVID, as with everything, gave us some challenges, but we tried our best to still give them a decent experience. I would say that when they come to us, they don't just come for a jolly and spend time going out with people and looking over people's shoulders. We do give them a frontline job. They are here doing a proper job and they add value to our business. And I think that works really well and works both ways. The scholarship is a real credible route into a career in agriculture. That shouldn't be understated. We've got quite a number now of full-time employees who've come from Harper, and four have come directly from our involvement with the scholarship programme. So, I mean, it really is for students a real credible gateway into the next steps in their career. So, we would like to continue to support it.
That's brilliant, Bob. It sounds like a really, really interesting placement. In terms of students coming out to you then, during this placement year, they're often asked if they can gather data that they can then use going forward for their dissertations. I hear you talking about trials there. Is that something that you offer?
Yeah, I mean, We've done that in a couple of ways in the past. Actually, some of the previous scholars have done trial work while they've been on placement with us, where the trials have been based at Harper Adams' own unit, or alternatively, they've used existing trials that we have on our trials units to go forward to their dissertation. Others have also done literature reviews for us, which has been, you know, really useful for us, but also that's contributed to their dissertation.
It's great. There's like a real mutual benefit for both of you there, isn't it? And it'll definitely help them when they go into their final year if they've elected to do trials and they've got that data ready. And equally with the lit reviews, then, you know, it's helping you guys and it's helping them. It's really interesting stuff. It's great. Thanks very much, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask the exact same question to Ian and ask Ian to introduce himself. So, Ian, could you introduce yourself and let us know why you guys decided to get involved in PISP?
Hello, I'm Ian Hunt. I'm the technical director here at CARO, looking after our abattoir sites. We got involved in PISP because we wanted to contribute to developing, bringing new graduates into the meat industry. Bringing new graduates into the meat industry is a little bit of a challenge. It's not always an attractive part of the food industry to bring people into. And traditionally, bringing people into the meat industry would be looking for people with experience, several years experience in various different sectors. Bringing new graduates in is attractive to us because it allows us to bring new skills in, new ways of looking at things from an academic perspective. And also as a business, it allows us to hone our own skills, bringing new people through and training them in the various different roles that take place within the business.
Thanks, Ian. So how does the placement work in CARO then?
So the way the placement works in CARO is our interns come in and they do a very real job. So we, after we've done the selection and brought them into the business, we actually turn the tables a little bit and they join the technical team. And then each part of the multifunctional technical team then almost as a pitch to the students who are coming in to talk about what goes on in their different areas. And that gives the opportunity to select for the incoming student to select a specialism that they'd like to develop during their time with us. And that puts them into a real world job, which actually fits with them rather than allowing them to go through different departments and just touch base. It allows them to develop their skills in one particular discipline over their time with us. In addition to that, there's project work that goes on whilst they're here, which is project work which is beneficial to us as a business to develop our own intellectual property or look at a particular trial activity that we want to get, which is then something that can be fitted into the dissertation and assignment requirements back at Harper Adams.
Thanks, Ian. So thinking about that then, I like the idea of, you know, it's the business pitching to the student about where they want to go. I can imagine the student suddenly is aware of all of these different areas that probably didn't even know existed, working in an abattoir, working in a meat supply chain. What have some of the students chosen to do?
So Sarah, who's part of our Moulton team, has chosen to go and be part of our specifications team, which is the team that facilitates the writing of all of our manufacturing specifications and our specifications out to external customers and really captures the intellectual property around our and how we make products and how we add value to our customers and stakeholders. So that's where Sarah's fitted in there. Because we're a dynamic department and because priorities change on a day-to-day basis, in addition to that, there's always troubleshooting and always frontline issues that need to be picked up on a day-to-day basis. So there's lots of variability within all of the roles within the department.
I bet you haven't been bored at all this year, Sarah. It's certainly been a busy one. It's busy normally working in a processing site, but the challenges that the pig industry's seen, you really will have experienced a lot of it. So that sounds really interesting. Actually, if you don't mind, Sarah, I will come over and ask you a couple of questions now. Are you happy to share what you've gained from the scholarship this year? And do you want to just quickly introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Sarah Reid and I go to Harper Adams and I've got my placement at CARO Foods in Moulton. So Pig Industry Scholarship has got my placement, which is needed obviously for my degree. So my degree's in food technology with nutrition. And although there isn't very many on my course, it's only six of us, we've all went into very different placements. So obviously it's difficult for our lecturers to be able to teach us in any specific industry because it's food industry, but any division of that. So coming into pork and gammon, now I'm able to see I've delved in deep into the pork industry, maybe forgetting other industries, but I can sort of focus on this and I know this thoroughly now. I've been here what 9 months or so, so it's definitely given me a great insight also into what as Ian said, whenever they pitched to me at the start, I just knew there was a technical team. I didn't know, you know, how many would be in it, what they do, how many different roles are in it. And because this is a big factory, there are so many different roles and you can see how everyone is needed. So although I've joined specifications team, I can see what each other part of the technical team do. And I could go into that in the future, maybe. I realise how important it is now, because you don't realise that when you're just in a lecture and getting told what to do. You just think, oh yeah, that makes sense. But you don't realise how intense it would be to actually work in it.
Yeah, it's great that you get that kind of hands-on experience and you can really see, you know, the lectures come to life. So you talked about how your degree is in food. So it's great that we're bringing kind of food industry people into PISP as well. So it's, you know, it's wider than just agriculture, which is fab because we need all kinds of different people to come into the pig industry and, you know, its wider supply chains. How likely after this year on placement are you to want to stay in the pig industry?
Absolutely, yeah. I've nothing against it. The only reason I wouldn't is if I want to try something new, but no, it's definitely not scared me off. I'd be very keen to stay in the pig industry, absolutely.
Fab. And what's been your favourite part of the placement so far?
Probably my project was really good. My project wasn't just a made-up project. It would actually could help the business. So it was nice to work on something that Caro might implement in the future. And it would be because of me.
It's great. Then you know that you're adding value, don't you? So
yeah,
rather than just, you know, it's something for the sake of doing it to tick a box, you're helping your employer as well, which is brilliant. And now I'm going to ask you the other question. What's been your biggest challenge this year?
Biggest challenge, as I'm sure for everyone in the pig industry, was the excess pigs and then the lack of labour. So at Christmas, we were actually asked to go down and spend a day a week in factory, you know, working online. So I struggled with that because obviously I had a lot of work to do in the office. I was reduced down a day, but we obviously needed to work in the factory to get the products out, you know, in time for Christmas. Well, it gave me a lot of respect for factory workers, but it definitely made me want to finish my degree. And keep working hard.
that's brilliant. And it's nice to know that, you know, when and this is testament to the pig industry, you know, it's a very resilient industry. And when something's going on, everybody pitches in to help out in whatever way they can. That's fab. Thank you so much, Sarah. We've got one more person here today that we're going to have a chat to, and her name is Cara. So I'm going to come over to you, Cara, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Cara Moore. I'm also a placement student from Harper Adams. I study animal production science, so slightly different to Sarah, but I'm a placement student at Red Tractor this year. So that's been a really, really good opportunity for me. I've never really had any sort of exposure to the pig industry or assurance schemes before. So it's been a massive learning curve for me so far.
Fab, what made you choose Red Tractor? What made you choose the pig industry scholarship?
I think I was just really intrigued to find out a little bit more. I've always sort of been quite comfortable in the beef and sheep industry, and that's sort of my background. And I just sort of wanted to find out something new. And I think I've seen obviously the Red Tractor logo on products, but I didn't really know what that meant. I've heard about people getting their audits and their inspections, but I didn't really know what that entailed. And I didn't have any idea about the technical side of it at all, and that there was even a technical team or the process or what it takes to create the standards and what they actually mean. So I think I was just interested to find out a bit more, and it's really been worthwhile because I've been really benefited from it, definitely.
Fab. So what have you been doing for the year with Red Tractor then?
So I'm nearly finished my placement, actually. I finished in July. So at the start of the placement, it was the transition period from version 4 to version 5 of the standards. So that was actually quite useful for me to sort of really delve in deep into the standards and really get to know them. So it was a lot of population work on Excel to try and make sure that there was no mistakes within the changes and the revisions. And then I've also been involved in lots of meetings with stakeholders and vets. So that's been really interesting to sort of hear the conversations and what's going on in current affairs and where that's going to be taken forward as well.
Yeah, I bet, because a really good opportunity for you to network within the pig industry as well, you know, getting at these stakeholder events.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at the Pig and Poultry Fair last week, and I went to the Pigs Tomorrow conference, which was really interesting. I've sort of been looking, as part of my project, at free farrowing and the potential for temporary creating a free farrowing in the future. That's sort of making my mark in terms of how that could potentially be implemented in the future, and just sort of thinking about other things like antibiotic use in the pig industry and sort of sustainable soya, that kind of thing. We're sort of always looking at what is coming in the future, which is really interesting. I really like to see how we can like protect the industry and really future-proof it to ensure that we can continue being successful.
That's fab. So a lot of horizon scanning and a lot of hot topics there. I know Bob will be having lots of thoughts about sustainable soya for certain. That's brilliant. So after kind of spending this time in Red Tractor and being exposed to the industry, you know, big question, how likely are you to want to stay in the pig industry now?
Yeah, I definitely would be open to staying in the pig industry. I think I have massive respect for everyone in the pig industry now. With all the challenges I've seen in the last 12 months, it's been really difficult. And I think it would be really nice to be part of this moving forward, to really, you know, see the British pork industry get back on its feet and get stronger again. So I'm not sure what sort of sphere that will be within, but I'm open to sort of staying within the pig industry, definitely.
That's fantastic. I mean, you know, that's why we do these scholarships. It's to allow people to come and, you know, dip there if you like for a year, see what, you know, what there is in the industry, see all of the various jobs that there are in the industry, because it's, you know, it's huge and it's, you know, multifaceted, and then entice them in and get them to want to stay. So, you know, this is fantastic. This has been a really great chat with a number of people on the Pig Industry Scholarship, both employers and students. And I really hope people can hear the benefit of being involved in the Pig Industry Scholarship. It's so important that we continue to encourage new entrants and young people into this industry. And if anybody is interested or wants a bit more information, please get in touch with me. My details are in the podcast blurb. The deadline for the expression of interest, if you would like to be involved in the Pig Industry Scholarship for the next academic year, is, it'll be the academic year after this one. So the expression of interest is the 5th of September, and the scholarship fair is held in October. But I think you've heard here from both Bob and Ian, you know, this is students coming into your businesses and doing a real job. It's not shadowing, it's, you know, them coming in and adding value. And I hope as a student you can hear, you know, the huge benefits that the students have got through being involved, and just how much they've learned about the pig industry and about all of the roles that are available in it. So thank you all very much for listening. This has been an AHDB podcast.
Are you enjoying our podcasts? Do you have ideas for future episodes, or would you like to tell your story on the podcast? You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk to give your feedback, or visit the ahdb.org.uk/podcast area of the website to find out more and fill in our feedback questionnaire. AHDB wants to hear from you.